A college dropout builds the world's first personal computer in his garage. A frustrated traveler creates a website that transforms how we book hotels. Two friends develop a simple rating system that crashes their server within hours. These aren't fairy tales, they're the chaotic, brilliant beginnings of companies that changed everything. What makes these stories remarkable isn't the polished success we see today, but the messy reality behind it. Most founders didn't have grand visions or detailed business plans. They simply couldn't ignore problems that needed solving, and their obsession with building something useful freed them from conventional thinking. Steve Wozniak built computers because he couldn't afford one. Tinkering late nights in his HP cubicle to create the Apple I. Katarina Fake stumbled into Flickr while waiting for a gaming product's backend to finish, pivoting when photo sharing proved more compelling. Craig Newmark started Craigslist as an email to friends about San Francisco events, never imagining billions of future page views. What united these founders wasn't entrepreneurial ambition, but creation obsession. Max Levchin captures this perfectly. "I wasn't uncertain about building something good." Mark Zuckerberg built Facebook to connect Harvard students, not to create a global network. Larry Page and Sergey Brin were organizing academic papers when they developed PageRank. Many doubted their own ideas. Sabir Bhatia thought web-based email seemed too simple, yet Hotmail sold to Microsoft for $400 million. Joshua Schachter built DellICO.us for himself, never imagining millions would use it. This pattern challenges the visionary entrepreneur stereotype. Success often came from scratching personal itches so effectively that others wanted the solution too. When asked about the most crucial entrepreneurial quality, founders gave one overwhelming answer: determination. Not intelligence or technical brilliance, pure, relentless determination. PayPal battled $10 million monthly fraud losses while teams worked around the clock, developing detection systems from scratch. Hotmail's servers repeatedly crashed under explosive growth, forcing founders to sleep in the office for weeks. TripAdvisor survived months without revenue on founder savings and maxed credit cards while testing 18 different approaches. Paul Graham describes startup life as alternating between thinking, "This is going to be so great," and thinking, "This is going to be awful." Joe Kraus captures the roller coaster. "One day you feel like you're changing the world, and the next day you feel like your world is collapsing, and nothing's actually changed between those 2 days." Steve Perlman went 2 days without sleep building web TV prototypes. Sabir Bhatia heard no 40 times before securing Hotmail funding. Evan Williams became Blogger's sole employee after laying off his entire staff during the dot-com crash, running the service from his apartment before selling to Google. Determination became the fuel powering everything else. Rarely did companies succeed with their original ideas. PayPal began as Palm Pilot encryption software before discovering users wanted money transfers. Flickr started as a multiplayer game feature that never launched. Excite began searching CD-ROMs before becoming a web search engine. These weren't random pivots, but responsive adaptations to user behavior. Max Levchin describes PayPal's discovery. "We had this demo where you could email money. It turned out people were using it like crazy, while nobody was using the Palm Pilot version." Joshua Schachter noticed users of his bookmarking tool were more interested in discovering what others bookmarked, leading to DellICO.us's defining social features. What enabled successful pivots? Close connections with early users allowed founders to spot unexpected patterns. They weren't wedded to original visions, couldn't ignore superior opportunities. Mark Fletcher states bluntly, "If you get users, then everything else follows." Evan Williams abandoned his project management tool when the blogging side feature showed more promise. This willingness to pivot contradicts the visionary founder myth, revealing instead the power of combining strong hypotheses with flexibility when reality proves different. While determination and adaptability were universal, technical innovation provided the competitive advantage, allowing companies to thrive. Steve Wozniak's genius in designing the Apple II, with fewer chips, created more reliable, cost-effective computers. Dan Bricklin's VisiCalc solved financial modeling problems previously requiring expensive mainframe time. Paul Buchheit's Gmail offered 1 GB storage when competitors provided just 2 4 MB. These technical advantages translated directly to user benefits, Wozniak explains, "All the best things that I did at Apple came from not having money and not having done it before, ever. Constraint and fresh perspective drove innovations established competitors couldn't match. For many, their edge came from solving problems others hadn't recognized. Philip Greenspun built web applications when MIT professors dismissed the internet. Blake Ross started Firefox because Netscape had become bloated with unnecessary features. Often innovation meant making things simpler. David Heinemeier Hansson describes embracing constraints and building less software with just essential features, creating better experiences while protecting against larger competitors who would assign big teams, inevitably creating bloated products. The most successful innovations seemed obvious in retrospect, but weren't apparent beforehand. Behind every successful startup was a founding team whose dynamics profoundly shaped its trajectory. Dan Bricklin and Bob Frankston exemplified complementary strengths. Bricklin conservative, Frankston aggressive. Despite frequent arguments, their friendship enabled vigorous idea testing without personal animosity. Steve Perlman identifies founder discord as the greatest startup threat. Companies are fundamentally the people who compose them. Startups have nothing but problems to solve and require strong bonds and synchronized vision. The most successful teams combine different but complementary skills. Mitch Kapor drove features and interface, while Jonathan Sachs handled technical architecture at Lotus. Ray Ozzie describes how founding teams unite around a mission to change the world that sustains them through uncertainty. Several founders emphasized establishing clear roles early. Anne Winblad values having an ensemble of founders who challenge each other's ideas. Founding relationships evolve over time. Mina and Ben Trott worked from their apartment for 18 months, creating tremendous strain until they brought in experience management. Choose co-founders carefully, not just for skills, but for values, working styles, and ability to navigate conflict constructively. These stories reveal a profound truth. Entrepreneurship isn't about having all the answers. It's about maintaining determination when everything seems impossible, pivoting when reality demands it, and building genuine value through innovation. The founders who changed our world weren't necessarily the smartest or most talented. They simply refused to give up, listened to users over their own egos, and built things people actually wanted rather than things that looked good in pitch decks. In a world that romanticizes overnight success and billion-dollar valuations, these interviews remind us that real innovation is messy, uncertain, and deeply human. Your startup journey won't follow a perfect trajectory. You'll face rejection, technical failures, and moments where giving up seems rational. But if you're solving a real problem and determined enough to persist through the chaos, you're already thinking like the founders who built the future. The question isn't whether you have the perfect idea or the right connections. It's whether you have the determination to turn your obsession into something the world needs.